Following a private meeting with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh yesterday, U.S. Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, says he's concerned about the nomination and frustrated with the process. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
Coons is concerned about Kavanaugh's background and the reason President Trump picked him to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy.
And in particular, whether he was chosen because of his fairly extreme views on executive power and the ability of the executive to avoid accountability.
After the guilty plea of President Trump's longtime lawyer Michael Cohen on tax, banking, and campaign finance charges this week, Coons believes the president could face legal trouble.
I think the likelihood that there will be in the next term or year in the Supreme Court an important issue that comes to the court about whether or not the president can evade accountability for criminal action, I think that's likely to happen. And I'm concerned more than I've been before about Judge Kavanaugh's individual record on presidential accountability. And I think that's something that's should be of concern to everybody.
Confirmation hearings are scheduled, even though documents relating to Kavanaugh's time working in the White House for President George W. Bush haven't been made public. Coons calls it one of his grave frustrations with the process. Coons questioned what those documents say about Kavanaugh's role in key Bush administration decisions concerning government surveillance and the treatment of detainees.
I pressed Judge Kavanaugh on those issues. I didn't get satisfying answers.
Some Democrats have refused to meet with Kavanaugh, in part because they haven't had a chance to review those documents. Coons went forward with his meeting because Democrats won't be able to stop the confirmation hearings September 4th. Coons wouldn't say directly how he'll vote on the nomination, but he says he plans on reading a lot of Kavanaugh's decisions and available writings before the hearings start. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.